The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to
Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord.
The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man, and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Are you not concerned with anyone's opinion? And you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." And they handed him their Roman coin. He said to them, "Whose image is this and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." At that he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
And if Jesus says, You perhaps, Jesus, according to these readings, would have been betrayed after the people who suffered under the Roman occupation. If Jesus says, don't pay tax, they could accuse Jesus of sedition, plotting against the Romans. So Jesus knew the duplicity of these people. He is bringing out the duplicity in public. How did he do it? He just asked, show me the coin. Because to pay the tax, especially the temple tax, the Romans commanded a special coin. And the people had to use that special coin. That special coin, every Jew hated to carry it, because it is against the very first commandment. The coin had the words literally inscribed with the image of the Caesar who always claimed that he is a god. The Caesars, they always claim that they are descendants of gods, and their image is inscribed. To carry the image, a graven image of a foreign god, is so challenging for an average Jewish people. So that is why when Jesus asked for a coin, show me the coin, and these people who came to test Jesus had no problem going, reaching out to their pocket and showing Jesus that coin. Those who are standing around in the crowd, they might have been a great shock to see the duplicity of these people. Jesus stares at them and looks at the coin. And then ask the question, whose image is this coin? Whose image? And they said, it is Caesar's. If there is Caesar's image, it is imprinted in a coin. Jesus says it belongs to the Caesar. It belongs to Caesar. We have no problem of identifying, not here in our nation. We also have created the coins. Don't remember the coins. One side, we started with George Washington, the other side carrying the statement, in God we trust. In God we trust. Our founding fathers knew our connection with God. So this is our tradition. In God we trust. This is American experiment. In God we trust. In God we see the beauty of the oceans, sea to sea. We see God's majesty on the mountains, on the seas, on the lands. Our founding fathers had no problem of seeing the presence of God everywhere, the majesty, and to serve Him. But we are living in a culture where there is so much difficulty to identify what belongs to God. What belongs to Caesar, we can easily identify. But what belongs to God? It's not easy. It is rare. In a secular culture, it's so challenging. As we live in this secular culture influence, so that's why sometimes we also feel when we are inside the church, we belong to God. Outside, we start wondering. My soul belongs to God, but my body belongs to me, sometimes, me. Me. What I have in this world, my talents, my existence, sometimes, me. Just like finding Nemo, that seagull, me. That's a human way of saying me. That's our way of somehow the influence. So that's for the gospel today, the reading from Isaiah says reminds us of that first commandment. The Lord God is the holy God. There should be no other God, no other idols. This is the Christian way of understanding, the Christian way of understanding our existence, that we owe to God our existence, our life. We exist in God's mind. Isaiah later will tell us that our names are inscribed upon the palms of God. We exist in God's mind. Our names are inscribed. He is reminding us, taking us way back to the Genesis, that God created us in His own image. In His own image. Out of love, God created us in His own image. Sometimes easily we forget. If we are inscribed in God's image, then Jesus will tell us we belong to God. Because we carry His image. Whose image is? And our answer should be, is God's image. God's image. If you belong to God, we belong to God complete. There's no division. There's no separation. When we go to the beach, we belong to God. When we go to teachers in the classroom, we belong to God. When we go to the hospital to work there, we belong to God. When we are inside the church, we belong to God. When we are outside of the church, we belong to God. Because we carry God's image. We cannot bow before other gods. We cannot bow before other gods. We cannot have that separation. What Jesus and the church teaches us is that in separation, integration. To remind ourselves the beauty of our land, the giftedness of this land, God shares with us. And there is no reason for us to worry about separation. Whatever the Christians do is all for the glory of God. So on this special day when Jesus teaches us about whom we belong to, let us pray that we all work that labor of love. Labor of love, St. Paul is talking about labor of love, or labor of God to show God's love. If we are walking outside, image in Greek means icon. We are icons, icon. We are not familiar with icon. In the Greek understanding, they don't have statues. They don't have paintings. What they have is icon. Icon is a representation. You see, gazing at that image of Blessed Mother, the icon of Blessed Mother, icon of Jesus, what we see is a presence. So we are the image. Image means icon. We can be the icon. We are icon of God. The question is whether eyes can see in us. This image, God's image.